Good evening. As we spent the past week going through the fifth chapter of the Rambam's Hilchos Teshuvah, which deals with free will, I just want to conclude with one perspective. And this is a topic, of course, that we could spend much more time on. But we emphasized the fact, the Rambam emphasized the fact, that people have freedom to choose. There are always choices, and everyone has the ability to choose between right and wrong. And more recently, Viliyahu Desler defines the concept of choice perhaps a little bit more precisely. He says that not every decision we make or not everything we do that happens to be right or that happens to be wrong is necessarily a result of choice. I think for many of us, you know, going into a store and getting something with an OU on it as opposed to something without hashgacha isn't really a choice, meaning it's possible to go in the other direction. But Rav Desler says a choice is really when you're conflicted between right and wrong because you know it's right and wrong. And so he says, for example, someone who's always eating kosher, so it's not much of a choice to, let's say, refrain from eating treif or to buy kosher food. And he says it could also go in the other direction. Many people are accustomed to speaking Lashon Hara. They don't really know the severity. They're not familiar with the laws. So it's not like they're speaking Lashon Hara. That's necessarily a choice to do wrong. You don't really have the factor of choice there. And it could be if someone, let's say, is on a lower level, someone's a criminal, so their choice may be to, if I rob the house, do I shoot the person or not? You know, everyone has their certain decisions where it's actually up to choice between what you feel and you perceive as right and wrong that is a decision is made. So how does this work practically? I mean, what can this tell us practically? And Rav Desler says, and I think it's very, very true, and I think we've all seen this in different aspects of our lives, in Baruch Hashem, we've all spent some time on earth, we've had different experiences, and I think it's something that we can definitely see, is your Bechira point, as he calls it, is not always constant. The more you engage in certain type of behavior, the more your Bechira point will move. So, you know, for example, it could be that if someone, it's very hard to, they really want to, sleep in instead of davening shacharis at all. Then they force themselves to daven shacharis, and at a certain point, their choice may not be between not davening or davening, maybe davening at home or davening with a minion. But the more you do something, the more you commit yourself to something, or Desler says, and I think it's just there from observations very true, the higher that bechira point will be. And he says it goes the opposite way. A person gets more accustomed to transgressing, so then the lower the bechira point will be. It could be like the example of someone who is a robber and is do you shoot the householder or not? So this shows us the importance of our decisions, not only because a decision reflects at the time whether we want to do the Ratzon Hashem or not, but that our decisions will impact our ability to make decisions in the future. And the more we make right decisions, the less of a choice, according to Rav Desler, that will have to be, and the higher our decisions will be, not necessarily between good and evil or right or wrong, but good and better. I think it shows we all have challenges in different areas, but it could be encouraging to us that we say, okay, I'm going to make a choice now. I'm going to do things that's difficult now, but it'll get easier. It'll get easier. That's what it's saying. It'll get easier. We commit to doing the right thing. We do the right thing. We get into a routine of doing the right thing. It can get easier, and that can help us strive higher and higher.